In Jesus Thinks You're a Jerk, which I found one of the most impressive songs on the last tour from the new ones, the whole build-up went from a little children's ditty to a very scary and very observative and maybe even grim Twilight Zone type atmosphere. I mean, I was wondering, you said Jesus will think you're a jerk and he will think I'm a jerk, and might be true. What do you think that a guy like that is thinking about what's happening right now with maybe...
What does Jesus think about what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what kind of Jesus you would like to imagine, you know? I think if you think of Jesus as a guy who probably had some good ideas, who died a few thousand years ago, he isn't thinking about anything. But if, on the other hand, you think of this all-powerful figure who squats on a cloud above your head and is waiting for you to be dead so you can come up there and sit next to him, I think that a guy like that obviously has a very perverse sense of humor, because if he made everything, heaven and hell and the whole business, he also made the situation in the Persian Gulf. He made that guy who works for Claiborne Pell hear the backwards word in Bush's speech. This guy has got a hell of a sense of humor, you know, but he's dangerous. Seems like the thing that he gets the most enjoyment out of is seeing people being mutilated, and that, which appears to be most of what is going on today in the world. You know, most of the world is in danger today. There's only certain places where people have comfortable lives, and every place else is nothing but imminent danger and death and destruction and pestilence and, you know, just horrible stuff going on. Well, who can we blame for that? Because if you blame the devil, then you have to think that the devil is more powerful than that guy on the cloud. You know, if the guy in the cloud is the boss, he's the boss. He's making it happen. So what does he think? I don't know. If he likes what he has created, as it said at one point, you know, he was satisfied with what he built, and I'm sure he's
delighted.
He's delighted. You know, he's probably doing a little break dancing up there.
Yeah, and he can do it to tunes written about him, no matter by who.
Of course.